presenting the local farmers market at the square every Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. with homegrown produce, fresh flowers and plants, baked goods and food, and original works of art at the corner of Illinois and Vine Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says rain starting tonight, continuing through the weekend. His forecast is coming up after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Under a plan approved yesterday by the Illinois House, the state would raise $10 billion for building roads and schools by privatizing its state-run lottery for half a century. After years of resisting, House Speaker Michael Madigan and his House Democrats approved turning the lottery over to a private vendor because Governor Rob Blagojevich and the legislature have never agreed on another way to pay for a statewide construction program. The more than $1 billion cut from the state budget has had consequences across the state. State parks are scheduled to close, so are about a dozen state historic sites. And substance abuse treatment centers say they have been forced to lay off employees and can't help many clients. Yesterday, the Illinois House took steps to reverse the cuts, closures, and layoffs. The House voted to divert $200 million out of dedicated state funds to restore the cuts. But Republican Representative Bill Black of Danville warns that the measure still must go before the Senate and governor.
I don't think people should be celebrating the restoration of things that they want, and in many cases, things that we really need at this point, because this still has a long, arduous process it must go through.
Even so, members of the House applauded when the measure passed. Blagojevich says he was forced to make the cuts because the state's budget was out of balance. Hours after the governor called on lawmakers to do the right thing and agree with him, the Illinois House instead soundly rejected changes Blagojevich made to an ethics measure. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Illinois has long been known as the wild, wild west of campaign finance, and it's taken years to get legislation through the General Assembly putting any limits on donations. This measure is intended to curb the practice of politicians rewarding campaign contributors by giving them lucrative state contracts. When it got to Blagojevich's desk, he used his veto power to load it up with additional changes, changes unpopular with lawmakers. Here's the measure's sponsor, Democratic Representative John Fritchie of Chicago, encouraging the House to reject the add-ons.
This bill has seen more hurdles than the Beijing Olympics. This is simply one more of those hurdles.
Fritchie says he'll introduce the governor's ideas separately, but Blagojevich doesn't buy it.
They either won't call it, or they'll call it and they'll find a way for it to not to pass.
The Senate has 15 days to decide if the fundraising limits measure in its original version will die or become law. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Governor Blagojevich says he wants changes on the Chicago Transit Authority Board, and he wants to take a look at why the agency is wasting taxpayer money. Blagojevich is defending giving free rides to senior citizens and says the CTA should stop blaming seniors for its money trouble. The governor's comments yesterday were in reaction to Mayor Richard Daley, who said the governor would be to blame if the CTA is forced to raise fares. Daley pointed to the free rides offered to senior citizens as a reason the CTA made another $40 million in cuts this week. Blagojevich also has vetoed a reduced fare subsidy and recently signed a new law mandating free rides for low-income people with disabilities. Danville City Council members will be asked next week to approve a rate increase for its mass transit system. The proposal moves to the full council after no one showed up opposing the move in a committee hearing on Tuesday. The city's Public Works Committee unanimously approved the plan. Most fares will increase between 33% and 45%. The biggest jump, the discounted fare for children and seniors, going from 35 to 50 cents. Danville Mass Transit Operations Supervisor Lisa Beeth says the lack of public turnout Tuesday was a surprise, but she says riders shouldn't be shocked by the first suggested fare hike in 7 years.
Parts have gone up, labor's gone up, insurance has gone up. So, you know, nothing has gone down in price, but, you know, we've tried to keep our ridership has gone up, which has helped offset some of the hit we were taking with our fare box money.
Beeth says fuel costs are also a large factor. She also says the DMT has experienced a lot of service increases through its buses that run between Champaign and Danville. She says the transit system has held off for as long as it could before suggesting the hike. Danville City Council meets next Tuesday night to consider the increase. Consumer groups aren't happy. The Illinois Commerce Commission has approved the second delivery rate hike for ComEd in as many years. The ICC approved a $270 million increase in revenue yesterday. That means the average consumer will pay about $450 more per month. In late 2006, the ICC granted ComEd a delivery rate increase of $83 million. That delivery rate makes up a third of the total bill. AARP spokesman David Irwin says including rising costs to the main energy part of the bill, the average consumer is paying 20% more now than in 2006. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's coming up on 7:36. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather, 10 minutes ahead of the time 7 years ago, Ed, that the North Tower of the World Trade Center was hit in the terrorist attacks.
Yeah, that was a terrible morning, and I know we were talking, we were in the newsroom watching TV when the second plane hit.
When the second one hit, and that would be at 3 after 8 our time.
And I came in and did the 8:09 broadcast, kind of
stunned.
Stunned is the best way to put it, and I didn't say it, but I was thinking this is my last broadcast of the day, and it was.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.